We're all getting this crash course on the quality of America's emergency messaging, thanks to the Hawaii worker who accidentally triggered a ballistic missile warning last weekend. Joe Doherty is with the Utah Division of Emergency Management, and he's with us live now on the KSL Newsline. We appreciate it. So how do these alerts work behind the scenes?
Hey, well, Jeff, I appreciate the opportunity. It's actually a pretty simple process. FEMA and the FCC built an alert system that the entire nation's emergency managers can tap into. All they have to do is purchase a software package that allows them to do that, and there are a variety of packages out there. And some of them make alerting so simple that you can have templates that are pre-built, and you select the template, you verify that this is the message you want, you click send, and boom, it's gone. And that's the power of emergency alerting, the ability to hit people with a message and cause them to act. And unfortunately, that went very wrong in Hawaii.
Well, does Utah use the same software as Hawaii?
You know, I have no idea what software system Hawaii uses. The system that Utah uses is one called WebEOC. And WebEOC actually does not have the ability to store pre-built template messages. And so we don't have the ability to accidentally select the wrong message and then send it. All our pre-scripted messages are stored outside of the system, outside of the alerting system, where we would just copy and paste the critical message in order to send it.
Or you could simply type it, there is a ballistic, like that?
Absolutely. It does have the ability to hand type a message in there, to tailor it, especially if, circumstances change. And so sometimes your message needs to be different from what you already have pre-scripted. I'll tell you, in our messaging, we don't have a template for ballistic missiles.
Okay. What kind of emergencies could trigger Utah's alert system?
It's a really good question. So one, the most common one, and the one that Utahns are probably the most familiar with, there are two of them. One is the Amber Alert system. It goes out over the same FEMA notification system to notify everyone statewide of an endangered child. The second one is what the National Weather Service uses to tell you of impending severe weather that requires you to take immediate action, severe thunderstorms, tornadoes, and those kinds of things.
All of those go through your office, and somebody has to do something within that software to make the message go out.
Actually, everybody has those entities all have a different system, but we all communicate and coordinate to make sure that we understand the best messaging protocols that are out there.
So can the president send a message to Utahns if he needed to?
Absolutely. That's actually the core of the federal notification system, is the ability for the president of the United States to send a message to the American people.
Or just specifically parts of America. I mean, he doesn't have to call up Utah to have that message come to our cell phones.
Correct. It could go, basically, a lot of the software allows you to look at a map on a website, draw a polygon or any other shape around a certain area and say, alert just that area. We can do that, too. The federal government has the ability to do that as well.
So what happened in Hawaii over the weekend and all the tearing of hair and garments over this, has there been any kind of review here in Utah today about our software and how we do it?
We haven't had a specific discussion in our office, although I have been talking to a fair number of media folks today to reassure them that what happened in Hawaii is in very, very extremely unlikely. I can't put that in the strongest terms possible. It's exceptionally unlikely for something like that to happen here just because of the system we use and the protocols that we do have in place already. I will guarantee you, though, the conversations will be continuing as we continue to enhance our alert ability and bring on future partners in the site of the state of Utah. Local emergency managers also have the ability to send alerts to their communities just in that area they have authority for. So it's definitely going to be part of the ongoing training, and we always look forward to learning lessons that other people have learned so we don't have to learn them ourselves.
Well said. Joe, thanks for the reassuring words. We really appreciate that, you know?
Oh, absolutely. No, we just never want that to happen. People need to have confidence in their government to warn them. And I can tell you, I believe Hawaii from now on will be able to engender that confidence because they are learning a very serious lesson this weekend.